Chapter 2. The mechanical squeals were getting louder. Ray ran up one last dune and finally discovered the source of the noise. Far below her was a Tito riding a lugabeast. Ray took a second look around her and realized she was in the Tito's territory. In reality, the small, brutish scavenger had no more ownership of that stretch of desert than anyone else. But the Titos insisted that they held sole claim to the lost technology scattered throughout the area. And that day, the Tito had found quite a prize. He had trapped a little orange and white droid inside a rough net. From what Ray could see, the droid was not only in perfect working condition, but struggling desperately to escape, beeping as loudly as he could. The dome and sphere that made up his head and body were spinning quickly in every direction. But what was a perfectly good droid doing way out there, and all alone? There was only one way to find out. "Talama Parqual!" she shouted in the Tito's native language. The Tito ignored her. Ray was starting to get angry. The droid clearly did not want to go with the Tito. Ray shouted again, this time making a veiled threat. "Patqual! Zatana Tapanabu!" The Tito did not like that. He shouted back something quite insulting and adjusted his thick metal mask. Ray barely noticed. She marched forward and drew her knife. As the Tito continued to hurl empty threats at her, she cut the little droid free from the netting. Then she turned to the Tito and said fiercely,
"Noma! Anotamata Zatana!"
The Tito did a quick calculation and decided the droid wasn't worth fighting Ray for. He raised a hand dismissively and turned his lugabeast toward the horizon. Ray shot one more glare at the Tito and then leaned down to inspect the droid for damage. Except for a bent antenna, the droid appeared unharmed, and he had plenty of fight in him. He rolled after the departing Tito, beeping furiously. To most people, the beeping would have sounded like mechanical gibberish. But Ray was good with technology and had studied the communication patterns of droids. And that droid was especially eloquent, particularly in his choice of insults toward the Tito. Ray couldn't help smiling at the droid's indignation.
"Shh," she breathed soothingly, placing a hand on his curved head.